don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring they're tight sealed. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I am Greg the Dive Master on the road again. Yes, it's been nonstop travels for the big show, and we find ourselves in the Great White North, Northeast to be exact. We're in New Jersey, Secaucus, New Jersey, at the largest dive consumer event in the country, and that would be Beneath the Sea. To kick off the show with me today, my close personal friend from the dive industry and dive training, Jerry Beatty. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Greg, good. How are you doing? It's really good to be back on Scuba Radio, and even better to be back in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Secaucus, the dive mecca of the country, at least this weekend, for sure.
Absolutely. It's a great show. On Saturday, you can't walk down an aisle. So many divers, so much enthusiasm. Just blow you away. Hey, I brought somebody I want to introduce you to.
All right, it's kind of like a coming together. Every time we get together at these dive shows, we meet people like Jerry and Neil Watson. Everybody gets together and we catch up with friends that we see periodically. And what do you have here? Who is this guy?
It's my good buddy, John Madunio. John, say hello.
John, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Very good.
And John, I've known John for decades. John is one of the real pioneers of diving. John was living on his boat.
Yeah.
Down in a marina in South California.
In Redondo Beach, Redondo Beach, California, near Los Angeles area.
Okay. And he introduced me to the clan down in Southern California several decades ago, and he knew everybody, and we got to know each other and started diving around Redondo Beach, and boy, that was a hoot. John is one of the original spear fishermen.
And that's where it started, right? I mean,
I started diving in 1956.
Yep.
I came from Fort Lee, New Jersey. I was born in Fort Lee.
Okay.
And at that time, Secaucus just smelled because that's where they used to raise the pigs.
But now
it's a beautiful place.
It doesn't smell like pigs anymore. It smells like,
It smells nice now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, I'll go with that.
John helped crank up a free diving club down there, the Fathomers. And he actually held the world's, what will you tell them, John?
It's a white sea bass. White sea bass is one of the elusive fish for free divers. There's been a lot of them taken, but nothing of record fish, not too many of them. I got mine in 1963.
And how big was it, John?
78 pounds, 8 ounces.
78 pounds?
78 pounds, 8 ounces. And the gentleman named Skip Helen beat me by a half a pound.
And what year did he beat your record?
About 5 years ago.
Okay, how long did that record stand, John?
I got mine in 1963, so it's been quite a few years.
That's about 30 years.
Yeah. Something. I'm saying 40-something.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. So I guess you don't get out in the water too much anymore, do you, or do you?
The last dive I made, I was 75 years old. I'm 80 now. So.
Yeah.
And thank God I'm still living.
Well, there you go. You're just walking the show, meeting folks like Jerry.
Jerry and I go back a lot of years.
Sharing your fishtails with friends.
Well, John owns Custom Buoyancy Corporation. Yeah. He makes BCs for various other manufacturers. He has some patents and some other ingenious ideas that have actually revolutionized the BC that you're wearing. Probably the BC that every one of your listeners are wearing. Have something that somewhere along the road this man came up with.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you for that, John.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, by the way, what do you think of our Scuba Radio mermaids? Did you ever see those down there when you're shooting that sea bass?
Well, I've been looking for them for years, and I think it's all over because I don't dive anymore. So
well, we brought them to the surface.
My son will do it. He's sitting right over there watching this thing.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of
he'll find them for me.
You got kind of like a family affair going here at Beneath the Sea.
Yeah, he works for me at the place. and they, all I do is yell at people, and he kind of runs the place. So.
All right.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I want to wish you luck this weekend. You're going to, you know, have people rolling through here trying to drag you off to this party or that party. I sure, you know, hope I don't have to pay your bar tab.
Well, it isn't going to be me, but yeah, it seems like everyone is drawn to our mermaids.
Absolutely.
As they should be, I guess.
As am I.
Yeah, you know, we're in the Big Apple. We're right across the river here in Secaucus, New Jersey. So yesterday, we took a little trip over to the island, so to speak, right? And,
right.
and we did some stuff at Sirius Satellite Radio. We were on Radio Margaritaville. We did some stuff on the Maxim Channel. And then we happened to be in town when they were actually taping the live finale of the Celebrity Apprentice. So we got
there.
A very interesting story for you on today's show that we've once again reached a level of notoriety or annoyance. I'm not sure which one it is here in New York. So that's coming up on the big show. Actually, Mermaid Abbey had something to do with that, too. So
absolutely. I can't wait. Greg, you have a great show, and we'll be seeing you throughout the weekend.
Absolutely. It's DiveTrainingMagazine.com or DiveTrainingMag.com.
That's it.
Right?
Very good. Thank you very much for the plug.
Great magazine.
Okay, well, let's see who else we got here at Beneath the Sea. Mermaid Abbey, help me out. How you doing, first of all?
I am doing great, Greg. I'm happy to be here at Beneath the Sea. I'm already seeing crazy characters that I saw last year. They're coming back again because the dive show is that good. Plus, they like to stop by Scuba Radio and come hang out with you and the mermaids.
Yeah, I don't think it's me. I think you guys are bringing them by, as usual. You bring some very colorful characters by the Scuba Radio booth.
Yes, absolutely. We have a gentleman here who likes to go by, we'll call him George.
George?
Now, George is a colorful character, to say the least. He was here last year, and the second he walked through the doors, I spotted him from like a few hundred feet away. I'm excited to see him. He actually has a dive operation over here in Brooklyn. Is that right, George?
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York. We have. It's called the Genie 2. It's at a Pier 5, Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. And we go out every weekend from April till October. And it's an open boat, and we have a ball.
I got to say, if his operation is anything nearly as exciting as his outfit.
It's colorful.
And his, accessories, then this operation has got to be insane.
Yes.
It's got to be so much fun.
I don't doubt that one bit. Wait, what's the story there with the outfit? You got, like, fur on. I mean, you sound as crazy as you look. I don't know. I don't know. I mean that as
no,
a compliment.
No. I like different clothes. I like, you know, I don't want to stand out in the crowd.
No, not of course not.
You blend in.
I blend in.
I think he's the only person here at Beneath the Sea. It's standing out more than our Scuba Radio mermaids.
There you go.
Because he has fur. He has, like, boots and dangling turquoise things.
This is why we're drawn to George, because we stand out, George stands out. We're a perfect set. We're a perfect pair, all of us.
That's right.
Yeah, so you guys have a friend who has a dive boat, and you go out and dive off the coast here in Jersey, or what?
Out of Brooklyn. Oh, yeah, Jersey, Long Island. We go to 20 to 30 miles either way out of Brooklyn.
And off the coast here, I mean, let's talk about some of the local diving here, George. What do you guys see? What do you good other than,
we
you know, like bodies that float by? That's
all wrecks.
All wrecks, okay.
We're coming out of New York Harbor, so that's many, many, many wrecks coming into New York Harbor from the turn of the century. That's the thing. So that's what we go out for, the wrecks.
Right.
And there's plenty of lobster, plenty of fish, plenty of everything we use.
The occasional dead body? No?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
That's particularly for New York City Harbor. Scuba team.
Here I'm joking. They're looking at me dead seriously right now.
Absolutely dead serious. My husband, that's what he does for a living.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Wow, no joke.
Oh, man.
No joke. You don't see that in the Caribbean.
Glad I'm not you. It's cool diving, though.
The people who come out, everyone has their own thing.
Yeah.
One guy wants to go fishing. One guy wants to go for junk, or sea junk, as I call it.
Right.
One is very techno diving. One is very easy diving.
So you cater to the divers. If a diver wants to go fishing, you'll do it. If they want to go junk diving,
it's all for the divers.
That's it. That's it.
And then where do you go when you guys want to, jet off to the Caribbean or Pacific someplace? Do you guys have favorite spots, maybe, or no?
We just go diving.
The best dive is the next dive. It's kind of your
best dive.
That's right.
Come home safe. That's perfectly fine.
That's the main thing.
I like it. So you're just hanging out here beneath the sea, just wandering around, meeting your friends, telling a few fish tales.
We're part of Eastern Dive Boat Association, which is all the dive boats in the eastern coast, and we have a good time.
Yeah, how many boats are there in that association?
About 25 to 30.
Really? All right, so that's quite a party
from
right
Florida
there.
From Florida to Maine.
So do you guys have a website that the listeners can check you out on?
Eastern Dive Boat Association, it's edba.com.
Excellent.
And that'll link you into all the dive boats that we're associated with.
All right,
so log
cool.
on today.
Now, we brought our Scuba Radio Mermaids up to Secaucus, New Jersey, off to Brooklyn. I think we could pop them on a dive boat and take them 25 miles offshore, see what happens. What do you think?
Are they certified?
Of course, absolutely,
we're certified. We're Scuba Radio Mermaids.
They're certifiable.
Yeah.
At least.
Certified and certifiable, yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. We may have to try that. Are you up for that, Abby, or no?
Absolutely.
I know Denise is. It was her birthday. That's why she hadn't said anything yet. She's kind of trying to get over the dry heaves.
We have a special on birthdays.
Oh, well, her birthday.
And what kind of special do you do in Jersey? Does that go back to the floating dead bodies on a
no,
ride?
One dead body, actually, get the second one free?
Brooklyn is in New York, so it's a special in New York.
It's a special just in New York. On your birthday, you get what?
Hang out and have a good time.
Okay, well, that's good enough for me.
We'll work out the logistics. That sounds good.
We have massages on board.
George will give you some bling.
Barbecue on board. Dancing on board.
The outfit, George, you're wearing, by the way, do you take that when you're out diving, too, or is this just a typical nighttime or, you know, afternoon?
A few pieces. Not very little. There's certain things they do. Well, actually, we did have a group on last year. What is the name of it?
Divers?
It was the Women's Dive Club.
Okay. Aquawomen.
I was dressed in my crew gear, and they were looking, and later on, it was one of the girls'
chaps, whips, the
right.
whole thing.
I dressed in my stuff, and they're all going, "It's the guy from Beneath the Sea."
Nice.
I'm picturing George diving with like a beaded BC with a couple like, you know.
No, George has crazy gear too.
Really? Right. You blanked out on your gear.
Look at me and go, we never saw that before.
I'm hoping you don't disappoint when you get in the wetsuit and the BC. You got to have your own flair.
That's right.
Your wetsuit have fur on it?
George,
like wearing
not
now?
Disappoint.
He doesn't. Oh. It sounds like there's a whole story there that I don't know if we can get into on the radio. But, guys, hey, thanks for stopping by.
No,
and enjoy yourself at Beneath the Sea. And I know we've seen you up here a couple times before, and it's kind of nice to see some familiar faces.
That's right. You too.
Yes, and familiar faces are all around us. Look, here's Neil Watson, of course. How you doing, Neil?
Of course. Yes, it is.
I mean, where would our traveling road show be without our man who basically handles all our tour?
Hey. Where there's mermaids, you'll find Neil Watson.
This is true. This is true indeed. So how do you like hanging out here in New Jersey, Secaucus, New Jersey, compared to Fort Lauderdale?
I love coming up to New Jersey. It makes me appreciate why I love the Bahamas and the Caribbean, Fort Lauderdale,
true.
So much.
Yeah, that is.
But, you know, the weather is less than perfect here, but the show is incredible. Zig does such an amazing job. I mean, this is the big daddy of the consumer dive shows.
It is. He does a great job with this event. And really, all the folks up in the Northeast just come to the area, just like George just did, and they hang out and share a few fish tales, talk about where they want to go diving next, whether it's off the coast of Jersey or heading down to the Bahamas like Cape Eleuthera, where we were a few weeks ago.
You know, there's some hardcore divers up here. Every time I come up here, they say, "Hey, Neil, we got to take you diving, man. We got to take you out, you know, one of these wrecks." And I said, no, we don't either. Let me take you to the Bahamas, where it's 80, 80, 80.
Yeah, which is what?
80, 80, 80. Water temperature 80, visibility 80, and air temperature is 80.
Nice.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Deborah Hill. A lot of people call me the Scuba Shrink or Dr. Debbie. I am a psychiatrist and an extreme diver, and I love the sea like all of you. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's Craig, the dive master, someone I'd certify as, absolutely nuts. But you know what? I love nuts.
I don't know what the deal is with her, but I do know she's doing some kind of special event with her Chicken Soup for the Diver's Soul book that the Scuba Shrink is doing out there in Long Beach, California. I believe it's at the Long Beach Aquarium. Pretty nice facility. We've been out there, haven't we, Neil?
Yes, I have. It's a great place. Yeah, that will be there. But where will we be in 3 weeks?
We will be at Ocean Fest.
We will be at Ocean Fest.
On the beach. basically living the dream, 80-80-80.
Absolutely.
As you just very eloquently described here on the big show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got that to look forward to. But getting back to New Jersey and just hanging out with our Northeast diving friends, there is a lot of stuff going on up here. And matter of fact, you know, now's the time, Neil, because, you know, you've been, you know all these celebrities. You certified the Duchess of York, right?
Yes, I did.
And matter of fact, she was on the Celebrity Apprentice TV show, and it just so happens that a couple days ago we came up a couple days early for the big show this weekend to do reconnaissance for our broadcast, and we found out that they were shooting the finale of the Celebrity Apprentice here in New York City, and Mermaid Abby got a connection.
All right.
At the show, she made a connection.
Yeah.
She was on Regis and Kelly's TV show. What's up with that, Abby?
I'm doing some hardcore networking here in Manhattan. I actually was on Regis and Kelly. I was a dancer behind their little shadow box.
She was a dancer.
All right.
I was a dancer. After that,
in the tail thing.
No, not in the tail.
Okay, all right.
No, magically I had
she
legs.
She had sold her soul to the sea witch.
All right, okay.
And
got
then
legs.
I shook what my mama gave me and danced. But on top of that, I actually won the giveaway prize on Regis and Kelly.
She won $500 worth of free pots and pans.
Absolutely. Then
do you cook?
I'm going to start, Neil. I'm going to start.
Yeah, you'd think a mermaid would just be into, like, raw
fish. Right, yeah.
After I get some, you know, nonstick pots and pans, I might start cooking.
Okay.
But on top of it, we also went to The View. We've been to a couple of shows, but we ran in to a guy who had finale tickets to The Apprentice, worked our magic, and he actually got us in to the finale or The Apprentice VIP after party. After the finale, all the stars headed over and had a huge party at Rockefeller Plaza, and myself, Mermaid Denise, and Greg were VIP guests.
And you forgot about the dive god.
Well, you know, if the dive god had been in town, I said, I will
you're
not
forgiven,
go to this party without
forgiven.
The dive god.
Okay, you're forgiven.
Yeah, so
that sounds like a hoot, though. Oh,
it was.
God.
We went to the Celebrity Apprentice After Hours party, and I got my picture taken with, like, you know, Trace Atkins.
Pierce Morgan.
But did they get their picture taken with Greg Holt, the mermaid?
Well, this is
they
true.
Were starstruck. They were like, is that Greg Holt from Scuba Radio?
That dive master?
They said, don't you know Neil Watson?
Yeah, he said, don't you know the dive god?
Yeah.
That's
they just
exactly
wanted to touch Greg because they knew that Greg was affiliated with Neil Watson. That's what it was all about.
And as soon as I touched him back, we were escorted out of the party.
Yeah, okay.
You know, what am I going to do?
But we rubbed elbows with, you know, the high class, the celebs, everybody from The Apprentice, and we have several pictures to prove it. And it's not from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. These are real, real celebrities that we were able to hang out with last night.
Yeah, it was quite the scam we pulled off there.
It sounds like Greg Holt
is moving up in the world.
I'm telling you.
Now, the reality is that, love of mermaids is universal. Whether you're a celebrity or not, and Mermaid Abby and Denise basically stepped up their game in the Big Apple, and we got into the VIP party at the Celebrity Apprentice. And not to mention the fact that it was Mermaid Denise's birthday. Did that have anything to do with this, scam you guys pulled off?
You know, I think
you
we just
Donald,
had so we had like a positive aura around us because we just kept running into good luck all day. The whole week that we've been up here, just good things have happened to us. You know, we did Radio Margaritaville, then we did the Maxim show. We got free tickets to a Broadway show. You know,
next?
We're unstoppable.
We're going to win the lottery next.
Unstoppable.
What are you going to do?
So we're going to win the lottery next.
Win the New York lottery.
Exactly. We did buy lotto tickets.
Really?
Then you could own your own dive god.
Yes. I'll have my...
How much are those going for these days, Neil?
Geez, well. What's the lottery? Yeah. If the price goes up now.
2 6-packs, or no, 3 6-packs.
3 6-packs,
okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It must be imported.
Yes, yes.
Deal.
Click
something
on,
exotic,
right?
Like click.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, it's beautiful. See, we're having fun here in New Jersey, talking about diving, sharing the joy. Check out the website, beneaththesea.org, if you're in the Northeast this weekend. Come on down. And, of course, 3 weeks from today, Fort Lauderdale.
Ocean Fest, dude.
It's a party on the beach for divers, and you need to be there. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. so sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master in Secaucus, New Jersey. Beneath the Sea, check it out, beneaththesea.org on the web. Largest dive consumer event in the country going on this weekend. And that's where we are coming to you live from today. Now, Mermaid Denise is with me, Mermaid Abby. We have our crew in full effect here. James, Jimmy the Helper Boy is here too. And we'll check in with him momentarily. But the mermaids are a big hit in New Jersey once again. This is the second time we brought them up. New and improved version of the Scuba Radio Mermaids here in Jersey. So far, so good. You think, Abby?
Absolutely. The mermaids are in full effect. And like we mentioned before, we're running into some of the same people that are coming back again from last year because the convention was so great. And obviously, Scuba Radio entertained the masses.
That's
what keeps them coming, I think.
I don't know. I really think it's they want to gawk at mermaids. But God bless them for doing it.
Either or.
You know,
tomato.
Has changed in a year since we were up here last year. You know, we had Abby up here and we did the mermaid thing last year and did our little broadcast, but a year goes by and since then we've had the Scuba Radio Mermaids in a great white cage or great white shark cage in Guadalupe. Captain Lawrence Groth, the shark guy, is with us right now. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, Greg.
You bet.
I believe it's Joyzy. Joyzy.
Yes.
Joyzy.
Okay, well, I'm going to work on that accent. Yeah, George had it down pretty good there a little bit earlier. But, yeah, you're from San Diego, San Francisco, left coast.
Yeah, the right coast to be.
Yes.
But definitely on the west coast of the country. Alameda, California.
Okay, fair enough. So what's the story, dude? How are the sharks doing since we took the mermaids out there? Have you been out to Guadalupe since we did our trip? We were the last one of the season.
That's right. You guys were on the very last trip of the 2007 season.
Yeah.
The sharks are probably out in the middle of the ocean right now doing their sharky stuff.
Where are the mermaids?
That's right.
They feel safe because we put the mermaids in the shark cage in Guadalupe, and what happened? The sharks dispersed.
They were gone.
They were afraid of our Scuba Radio mermaids.
But it was a female thing. We had all females that day, and they just were a little jealous,
I think. It was one of those kind of things.
I think it's because we're super intimidating. That's what it is.
No, I think it was a girl thing. Yeah, too many girls in the water or something like that. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll get a little update on the Great White Sharks, Guadalupe, and all the other shark diving that Lawrence and the group at Shark Diving International do here in New Jersey. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
Yeah, even in Russia at the Golden Dolphin Dive Club, they're talking about our goofy little radio show. Here we are in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, the largest U.S. dive consumer show, and I'm hanging here with Lawrence Groff from Shark Diving International, SeaSharks.com. by the way, on the web, you can check it out. So how are the sharks in Guadalupe, Lawrence? You haven't been diving with them, but you have moved your boats over to the Farallons now, or what?
Well, right now the white sharks on the West Coast, Eastern Pacific, are out in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Doing sharky stuff. So we just finished our
tiger
sharks.
They're like on spring break then, I guess.
Right. Well, so we go year-round. Our white sharks go out in the middle of the ocean, so we go find other sharks. We just got done doing our tiger sharks in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to spend the whole month of May in Fiji diving with bull sharks, tiger sharks, silver tips, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Right now
Fiji, that sounds very appealing to me.
It should, because it's
not just sharks. I just like to go there just for the heck of it.
And that's one of our land-based trips. I just stayed at a very beautiful resort, Benga Lagoon Resort.
Yeah.
On Benga Island. It's the home of the firewalkers. The guys actually walk on fire. It's awesome.
Now, the Benga Lagoon folks are the folks we had some kava-kava with, isn't it, Denise?
At the
Dima show,
we
right?
We did, we had the kava-kava.
And that's
what
like
did we
a,
say, or what did we say with
that's
it?
Basically dirty water that you drink and it, gets you high.
I hallucinated. You feel definitely very relaxed.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Post-kava drinking.
Can you fill me in, Lawrence? You know what this kava-kava thing in Fiji is, right?
It's you just say it once. It's kava.
Oh, just kava.
It's
okay.
A root. And the older the root, the more powerful and potent it is. And it actually gives you kind of a really nice euphoric feeling. There's no hangover effect. It's actually a good, body cleansing sort of thing. But it's a good high.
Don't the locals drink it like on a regular basis?
It's a very social thing in Fiji. It's an evening gathering time for the family and friends to get together and drink kava, have a little ceremony.
Take me to Fiji.
But what does it taste like? Water with dirt in it.
Yes. Well, it's not so much the taste, it's the effect, you know.
Yeah,
it's relaxing. My lips went a little numb, which is an interesting sensation. But hey, I'm with the Fijians. I think you need to drink more kava.
You're down with the Fijian folks.
I'm down with the kava.
And because of that, they're whole into that whole earth thing and kind of, are one with the sharks too, right?
Yeah, definitely. The Benga Islanders, before Christianity, all the Fijian tribes worship different things, mountains, oceans. The Benga Islanders actually worship sharks.
Really?
Yeah, they're the shark people.
Uh-huh.
The original shark people.
Okay, well, that would make sense that you would want to do some shark diving out there.
And they've established their own biosphere marine reserve, the first one in Fiji, Shark Reef. So, it's a place I got to go.
Yeah, of course. And of course, I would imagine you being the head of Shark Diving International have to go and lead these expeditions in Fiji, too.
I am there the entire month of May.
Part of the necessary evil that you have to spend the entire month of May in Fiji.
It's a sabbatical for me.
That's right. It's like me traveling around with mermaids. People don't understand how much trouble this is.
It's a rough life that somebody's got to do.
The sacrifices we make as scuba radio hosts and leaders of,
Fiji will never be the same after the girls, the mermaids come.
Do you think, I don't know, we just did the Great White. Should we do the Fijian thing there at Benga?
It's actually a really affordable trip, too. It's less than $3,000, includes round-trip airfare, all your meals, all your diving, a beautiful accommodation at a beautiful resort. It's fantastic.
So,
it's really
like, if you're in Jersey, you'd fly over to L.A. and then L.A. straight to Fiji? Or what do you got
to
do?
Straight to Fiji, nonstop. There's really no stopping between L.A. and Fiji.
Yeah.
You don't want to stop.
If you stop, it was by accident, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Huh? It was one of those planes they took out of service here.
It's an easy flight out of LAX. It's time travel. You leave at 11:30 at night on Thursday, and you arrive in Fiji on Saturday morning.
You like skip a day. It's like a space-time continuum thing. I love that.
Warp speed travel.
And then when you come home, you actually arrive back in L.A. before you left Fiji.
Oh, that's a trick.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts. Your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 48. If your dive buddy asks you to grab their booty while gearing up, it's probably not a come-on.
That sounds almost plausible.
However, feel free to use the opportunity to cop a feel if you like.
No, honey, if you can swing that one, more power to you.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And Jeff Myers is in the studio, the COO and Vice President from Divers Alert Network. Jeff, how's it going?
It's all good, Greg.
Glad to hear it. I got a question for you.
Ask away.
If you had to pick one thing that bothers you as divers gain experience, what would it be?
I'd have to say one thing I've seen that concerns me a great deal is the fact that as many divers gain experience and confidence, they get complacent about doing pre-dive safety checks.
I'm really glad you said that because, you know, it's something I see and it concerns me too.
Sometimes as divers get more dives and confidence under their belt, some of their safety basics seem to go out the door. But those basics are in place for a reason. You never outgrow them, and they're always a good idea.
Why are pre-dive safety checks specifically a good idea?
They're a good chance to finalize the dive plan with your buddy. It's a time to make sure you are, in fact, planning to do the same dive, as well as to review communication signals, safety protocols, and any other plan in place. It's always a good idea to check yours and your buddy's gear before descending, as at depth is no time to try and familiarize yourself with gear or determine whether your air is turned on.
I couldn't agree more. Since we think it's a practice every diver should follow, why don't we go ahead and review the steps?
Great idea. The first step to a pre-dive safety check takes place before you even don your gear. Have a conversation with your buddy and make sure you both agree on the dive you're doing, the profile you'll follow, the communication signals you'll use, and what plan you'll follow if a problem occurs. Make sure it's clear how the dive will be navigated, how you plan to deal with any potential obstacles.
Like currents or low visibility.
Right. And discuss anything else that comes to mind. Remember that even the closest and most experienced buddies aren't mind readers, so be sure to ask any questions or clarify anything unclear to you. Never assume.
That's good advice. I know when you've got a buddy you dive with all the time, it's easy to fall into assumption patterns.
It is, and we've all been guilty of it. That's why it's so important to make a concerted effort not to get complacent.
Okay, once you've mapped out everything you can out of the water, it's time to don your gear, which means it's time for the classic BRARF. Or BWRAF, begin with review and friend.
Yeah, that's a familiar one, but whatever acronym you use, the points to hit are the same.
Such as the BCD.
Such as the BCD. You want to ensure you're familiar with your buddy's BCD and releases, and that he or she is familiar with yours. In the event that you have to dump weights or remove the gear for them, time can be critical, and you don't want to be exploring the gear in an emergency situation. Don't forget to include a check of the inflator hose at this stage, and give it a test by inflating it both orally and via the low-pressure inflator.
Weights?
Again, be familiar with your buddy's weight system and share yours with them, so if weight has to be released quickly, it is released quickly. Also, if you or your buddy is unsure of whether the right amount of weight is being used, it's a good time to do a quick check if you're not in a situation where one or both of you could be strained, overheated, or interfering with other divers.
R for releases.
Yep. And we're not talking about the releases you have to sign. This is a time to ensure you know where all releases are and that all of them are secure. It's always an interesting experience watching the dance that ensues when one diver tries to resecure the tank of another underwater.
Well, speaking of tanks, I believe A is for air.
It is, and some might call this the most important step, since you're not going far unless your air is on and your tank is full. Double-check the air each of you is carrying. Make sure those tank valves are open, and don't forget to take a few breaths to ensure your regulator is functioning properly.
And with F comes the final okay.
This is when you're good to go. Give each other one more look and check for dangling hoses, missing equipment, or anything else that hasn't been checked. Once you give each other the final okay, you're indicating that you're ready for the dive.
It really is simple.
It is simple, but it's also really important. A thorough pre-dive safety check is a great way to prevent problems. Like so many other situations in diving, a lot of trouble can be avoided with a little preparation.
Pre-dive safety checks are taught during entry-level training for a reason. They're the cornerstone of good diving practices, and they're a habit you should never break. Experience is never a replacement for good sense, and pre-dive safety checks are definitely good sense. So, complete one before every dive, whether it's your first or your thousandth. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we're back in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. Check it out, beneaththesea.org. And a lot of people exhibiting dive-related things here at the big show. And once again, you know, last year we ran into the folks from Olympus, and Andrew is here with us once again. How you doing, Andrew?
Great, Greg. How you doing tonight?
Now, last year here at Beneath the Sea, you know, the buzz was the new Olympus 770 underwater camera that you could actually drop. You could take down to 33 feet without a housing.
And we have taken it to a new level, Greg.
A deeper level?
I have the 1030 SW.
Ah.
Not only can you take it down 33 feet like you could the 770 SW, but now we have put a wide-angle lens on it.
Oh, sweet.
And what do divers want, Greg? They want
wide more. They want to be able to get the entire mermaid in the frame.
Exactly. 28-millimeter lens on this baby. 4X optical zoom.
Sweet.
And now I can drop it 6.5 feet.
Oh, hello. He just dropped
no
the camera.
No problem at all.
That is amazing.
Also up to 10 megapixels now.
Oh, wow.
I wish your listeners could actually see his face. Like, he is so enthusiastic about this camera, genuinely. And he just chunked it on the ground.
He just threw it like it was nothing. But, you know, look, it's intact. And
absolutely
I would imagine it's still working.
I make an underwater housing for it, so you can go down 131 feet with it.
It's still 33 feet on this model,
33
though, right?
Feet with no housing.
So you can snorkel with this thing.
Absolutely.
And at the bare minimum, or do some shallow diving. And not even have to worry about the housing.
Absolutely. We have underwater housing for it. I have an underwater strobe for it. Full system and very easy to use. We have these instant expert modes on it. I have 4 scene modes dedicated to underwater shooting.
Excellent. Well, you know, Mermaid Nikki, who's not with us today, has a 770 Olympus camera that she heard about last week.
And she loves it, right?
She loves it. She's going to be so mad. Because she's like, oh, my gosh, I need a new one.
Yeah, well, the thing is at Olympus, we never feel that people can have too many cameras.
They can.
So she can upgrade to a 1030 SW.
Absolutely. And is this on the website? Is this literally brand spanking new?
Yeah, I encourage people to go to OlympusAmerica.com on the web. They can see all the current models. And we actually have now a section dedicated to underwater. And we have an underwater forum where people can talk, where they can post pictures that we'll put up on our website in a gallery. And we also have a brand new Flickr site dedicated to underwater.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent. Well, you know, I have an Olympus camera, too. Not one quite as fancy schmancy as that, but I'm going to get one. I got to get one, Andrew. As you can see, Scuba Radio is becoming more visual as time goes on, so we must document this for posterity, and I think Olympus has the perfect camera to do it. Once again, that website is
www.olympusamerica.com.
All right, more coming up from Jersey.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Did she stay like that?
I don't know.
Sandy's girl?
Yeah, you know, they are getting the picture of that new, 1070 Olympus camera. By the way, Andrew had to run because he has to answer all the questions for the people here at Beneath the Sea about that new camera that Olympus was just has just released. And it ends up, it uses not SD cards, but micro SD cards, as well as the traditional Olympus XD cards. For you photo enthusiasts, you will appreciate that added element of, you know, usefulness. Because all those SD cards you have now, I have a little XD card. And I have those micro ones that work in this new camera. So that's nice. Compatibility is always good, isn't it?
It seems like that camera's got a little bit of everything. I mean, pretty much anything you can want, from the wide-angle lens to all the accessories.
And you can throw it at people and not worry about breaking it.
You can hit your friends with it, and it won't break. Now, that's for your friends, that's a different story.
That is a feature that you could, you know, you should have with everything you own.
Absolutely. You got to be able to pummel somebody.
Yes.
That's what I say.
Now, look, we are at Beneath the Sea. You can check it out at beneaththesea.org on the web. And we've been hanging out in Jersey. We talked about our little trip to Radio Margaritaville, hanging out with Miles Hampton and the folks up there. You know, the Margaritaville, kind of a state of mind. But then we stopped off at the Maxim radio channel at Sirius Satellite Radio and was hanging out with Rich and Corvino, this team of morning show radio guys that talk about everything under the sun. Four guys. It's like hardcore guy radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were attracted to our mermaids. And one thing led to another. And next thing you know, we're talking about scuba diving on Maxima Radio for like an hour. And they're asking Abby and Denise about scuba diving and how afraid Rich in particularly was of diving. It's like, oh, my God, there's sharks and all that. I can't do this.
For two men's men, guys, these beefy guys that are very cool, are terrified of the water. They're terrified of scuba diving. That, you know, Rich was actually more afraid of fish. Or that was Corvino was actually afraid of just a fish swimming by him, which to me is crazy.
Right. Rich was worried about the sharks, which, okay, everybody
is. A little more legitimate.
They aren't divers, but they learned the sharks aren't there to eat you. But, Corvino
was like terrified of, like, goldfish. I mean, geez.
That really wasn't a turn-on for you, especially as a mermaid, I guess, was it?
I did mention on their show that would probably be, you know, a breaker in a relationship. If I was dating somebody and they couldn't get in that water and scuba dive, it's a no-brainer. It's over. I'm sorry, fellas. That's the way I roll. I'm a mermaid.
Yeah, but I think after our little conversation and a few backup phone calls from the people listening to the show,
we're going
to
get them in the water.
I think these guys may join us. We may have turned the corner with these folks, and we'll bring Maxim Radio underwater.
Better
Who knows?
Where it's wetter.
It could happen. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck from New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You know how to whale here. That's why it's
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard...
blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.